following articles first appeared in an age-concerned Todmorden-produced magazine containing some nostalgic local memories from the good old days. This first one is called Rock and Roll Years by Susan Fielding. It was 1953. My sister and I were extremely excited to hear we were getting our first television. It had a 9-inch screen, and the picture was black and white with a sort of purple haze. We were not too impressed, as the transmission times were random, and the few programmes were of opera and orchestras, but it might catch on. We still listened to a lot of the radio. The BBC had it covered, from Listen with Mother in the mornings and Workers' Playtime at dinner time, main meal time in those days, to A Book at Bedtime. It was good stuff. Comedy programmes such as Take It From Here, Life with the Lions, and The Goon Show were very funny. Even documentaries and news programmes like In Town Tonight were interesting. So, what did we do apart from that? Well, nothing much. At least nothing that cost money. We played out with a lot of our friends and had a bike ride every now and then. We were catching up after the war, so money was scarce. Our spends of about 1 shilling a week didn't go far. Saturday afternoon cowboy films at the local cinema took up most of that. We diligently concentrated on school and homework, and both of us were doing really well. Then, something amazing happened which changed our lives. It was 1955, and one morning we heard some music on the radio which really knocked us out. The same record was playing over and over again all that day on a rogue radio station, Radio Caroline, and we couldn't get enough of it. Bill Haley and the Comets' version of Rock Around the Clock opened up the floodgates to the all-consuming culture of rock and roll, which lasted 5 years. It's difficult to describe the frenzy it caused. Everything changed overnight. The way we dressed, our hairstyles, just everything. New records were released daily, and along with the music came the dance, the jive. Frantic, fast, fun. Dad bought us a record player, and we practiced for hours at home with our friends. Bill Haley started it, but on his heels came Elvis, Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, Roy Orbison, to name a few. All American artists, of course. The dance halls quickly caught on to this phenomenon. We lived near Rochdale, and the Carlton Ballroom was the epicentre for us. Every Monday, Wednesday and Thursday evenings were devoted to rock and roll records. There was a session on Tuesday lunchtimes too. There were long queues to get in, and the excitement of hearing the music from inside whilst queuing outside was unbelievable. We danced as we queued. It was a cheap night out, no alcohol was allowed. We went to school in the town centre, and on Tuesday lunchtimes we'd sneak out, change into pink fluorescent socks, and run up the 3 long flights of steps from the town hall square up to the Charlton. We'd dance for an hour or so, then change back into our white socks and go back to class. Happy days. Fueling the frenzy, the film Rock Around the Clock was shown at the Empire Cinema on Rochdale Town Hall Square. I went, and it was manic. Everyone was jiving in the aisles, and the teddy boys were causing trouble. Teddy boys liked to dress in Edwardian-style long jackets with velvet collars, drainpipe trousers, and black suede shoes. They were basically thugs, and it could all get a bit exciting. After the film finished, everyone piled out in the town hall square, and we danced until the last bus. Other towns also had their rock and roll moments, and each had a rock and roll team and a hula hoop team representing them. Competitions were held every now and then. I was a hula hoop champion for Rochdale 1 year, and received a year's supply of Cadbury's chocolate. Not a lot of people know that. British bands knocked rock and roll off its pedestal by the end of the 50s, and the Carlton bubble had burst. Fortunately, it wasn't the day the music died, as 60 years later, it's still being played on loop in Morrison's supermarket in Todmorden. Today's oldies are still rocking in the aisles.